It is time for Sarah's Wiki Corner. Hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Wiki Corner today brought to you by our friends at Niblack Foods in the Genesee Valley Regional Market. What are we learning about today on this Wiki Corner?
Well, it is Throwback Thursday.
Correct.
And our throwback year today is 1979.
Also correct.
And that's the year that the Happy Meal first went on sale.
The Happy Meal.
The Happy Meal, yeah.
Such fond memories of Happy Meals.
Really?
Well, I enjoyed, the good toy in there, Sarah.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah. Right.
Okay.
Exciting.
In the mid-1970s, a McDonald's franchisee in Guatemala created what she called the Ronald Menu, which offered a hamburger, small fries, and a small sundae to help mothers feed their children more effectively while at McDonald's restaurants.
Mm.
The concept was eventually brought to the attention of McDonald's management in Chicago, and the company gave the development of the product to their advertising executive named Bob Bernstein, who then came up with the idea for the Happy Meal.
I see.
Now, Bernstein had worked with McDonald's for a decade before the Happy Meal debuted. In 1977, the McDonald's restaurant owner clients who regularly met with Bernstein were looking for ways to create a better dining experience for families with kids.
Sure.
That's what you want at McDonald's, is a dining experience.
Yes.
Bernstein reasoned that if kids could get a packaged meal all their own instead of just picking at their parents' food, everybody would be happier.
True story.
Yeah. He watched his young son eat cereal every day and noticed that each morning he would hold up the cereal box and pour over it on all sides day after day.
Those are the days.
So it was something of a revelation for him, and he realized that kids want something to do when they eat. So he called his creative team in and had them mock up some paperboard boxes fashioned to look like lunch pails with the golden arches for handles. They called in nationally known children's illustrators and offered them the blank slate of filling the boxes' sides and tops with their own colorful ideas, from art to jokes to games to comic strips, whatever they thought might appeal to kids.
Good idea.
In 1977, the Happy Meal, which came with a regular-sized burger, fries, Keebler cookies, a soda, and a Cracker Jack surprise toy, launched only in McDonald's franchise stores in Kansas City, Denver, and Phoenix as a promotional item. Other markets followed, and the national rollout happened in 1979. Do you know how much the Happy Meal cost originally?
$1.50.
$1.10.
$1.10.
The
value.
Now, often the Happy Meal is themed to promote a children and family-oriented film or TV show.
Right.
The first such promotion was the Star Trek Meal,
which
promoted Star Trek the Motion Picture in December of 1979.
Mm.
The Happy Meal did not introduce the practice of providing small toys to children with their meals. When the Happy Meal was launched in 1979, the toys were a McDoodle stencil, a McWrist wallet, an ID bracelet, a puzzle lock, a spinning top, or a McDonaldland character-shaped pencil eraser.
Oh, okay, so not quite as exciting necessarily.
No, they've gotten more exciting since then.
But the quality, I don't think, has really improved at all. They're all very cheap toys.
So they have gradually been replaced with increasingly sophisticated toys, many of which are a tie-in to an existing TV show, film, video game, or toy line. And McDonald's has turned into one of the largest toy distributors in the world.
Really? Because of Happy Meals. Really?
Yeah. And the toys have become collector's items.
I bet that first one, the Star Trek one, was 1979. Is that a collector's item? Do people still have?
I bet it is.
Not the burger. They still do have the burger. I don't know.
Yeah. Now, some of the most popular Happy Meal toys were Teeny Beanie Babies. Do you remember the Teeny Beanie Babies?
It's funny
when you think about it, like, what a different world. Like, what a hold Beanie Babies had on the culture at large.
Yeah.
Because people went nuts.
They had a tight grip on you, I heard.
They sure did. During their peak of their popularity, which was in 1998, Teeny Beanies were the cause of many fights at various McDonald's locations, resulting in police calls, criminal charges, and injuries. They were often sold for much higher prices on the secondary market after the promotion was over.
Yeah.
Some McDonald's locations even exhausted their supplies of Teeny Beanies before the promotion was over.
Really?
They were hot, man. It's so weird to think about that now, but they were...
You'd shove down your neighbor to get one of those.
You would. So McDonald's sells around 1 billion Happy Meals per year in over 100 countries. This equates to around 2.7 million Happy Meals sold every day.
Man, they moved the product, Sarah.
They do.
Moved the product. You picked out a record to go along with Happy Meals, did you?
Yeah, so I thought we'd play Oh How Happy by Shades of Blue.
Well, yes, we will. Sarah, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Legends 102.7, the biggest hits in the history of the world. And it's, how happy. Shades of Blue, the group. Sarah, do remind us, why did we just play that record?
Well, because we were talking about the Happy Meal, which first went on sale in 1979. And that's our throwback year.
It is. Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Go.
All right. The first Happy Meal movie tie-in was Star Trek, the motion picture.
Because of Happy Meal sales, McDonald's is one of the largest toy distributors in the world.
And about 2.7 million Happy Meals are sold every day.
Right, there you go. There you go, Happy Meals. There was such a cute idea, like the little box.
Yeah.
And he's right about the cereal boxes. Did you, when you were a kid, did they still have stuff on the cereal boxes that you would?
I think so.
You know, games and puzzles and stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That stuff was fun. They don't have that anymore, I don't think. I don't know, because kids are always on the TV, the tablet, the whatever it is,
their phones. That's true. They don't need the cereal box to keep them entertained
anymore.
Yeah.
It's kind of sad.
Yeah.
It used to be exciting, like looking at the back of the Frosted Flakes box and all that. Folks want to learn more about Happy Meal, Sarah, where do they go? What do they do?
You can go to my wiki blog. If you go to legends1027.com, on the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
We're going to stream this live every day at 4:10 on our Facebook page, and we archive it up at YouTube. Go to the YouTube and search Sarah's Wiki Corner. You'll find the entire archive up there. Made possible by Niblack Foods and the Genesee Valley Regional Market. Thank you, Sarah.
You're welcome.
Back tomorrow, fresh episode for a Friday.
Absolutely.
Looking forward to it. In the meantime, have a wonderful evening.
You too.
Traffic, weather, next. Thompson Twins, Doobie Brothers, they are on the way too.